Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Prime is joining us for our next segment to talk to us not only about his lyrical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that literally with the world. If you're just now hearing about Prime, you have two opportunities to hear music from him today. We also will be letting you all know how you can stay connected with him, as well as what's coming up next for him. But Prime, hello to you, and welcome to the show, man.
Well, good, Cyrus.
How's it going, man? Glad you could join us today, man. As I said, we're going to be hearing music from you a little bit later, but Prime, I want to start off by talking about this experience you've been able to have. I mean, you've been able to not only do what you love when it comes to music, but then, of course, to be able to see the way that your fans have been able to respond to it. I mean, what has that been like for you to have had this dream, to have this vision, and now to see it coming to life?
You know, it's a blessing, you know, and music is powerful. It's a universal language, and I'm honored and blessed to be able to, for one, thank you for this platform that you allow artists like us to be able to, you know, showcase our talents and, you know, who we are to the world. So I thank you. I appreciate the opportunity,
sure,
for one. And so definitely with me, to be able to get, you know, to be able to share my story and share the story of people who have fallen and who've never gotten a chance to even give out their story. I try to portray that vividly with, you know, musical settings and musical content that I have, to just put out that storyline that people can actually relate to.
Right, right. You know, the interesting thing about that, Prime, what you just said, is that I totally agree with you. All of us have a story to tell, and in some cases, unfortunately, people are not able to share their story. They don't realize there is a place out there for them to do that. But the other side of it is there are some people out there, unfortunately, that don't believe they have a story worth sharing. Have you always known that you had something that the world needed to hear?
Exactly. I definitely did. You know, I started young, and I think when, you know, once you recognize, you know, your God-given passion and purpose, you follow that no matter what. You know, you may believe in it so strongly, and then so many people just be trying to knock you. They be like, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why are you trying to be a plumber? Why are you trying to be a doctor? Why are you trying to do this? And it's something, it's that little voice, it's that little spirit that's in you that just be like, you know what, keep staying fast. Keep laying a seed where there is no trail. While everybody follows where there is a trail, leave a seat where there is no trail, you know what I'm saying? Because people will follow that, you know, behind you and be like, wow, that was one way that I never thought could have possibly been for me, but he created this avenue because I didn't believe there was a, you know, a door because the jungle was right there, you know? And so I try to provide an opportunity with, you know, with my actions, you know, as far as in, you know, providing every single piece of outlet I can and let people know that, you know, dreams are possible, and if you put your mind to them, you can do anything you want in life.
Exactly. I think that is it. And we're going to talk about that impact and, you know, the platform that you've been able to use. You know, the other thing, as I said, you know, the world has gotten now to be able to have the opportunity, Prime, to listen to your music, to enjoy your music, and that's especially because of the Internet. I mean, what has it been like for you to use that platform and to use that to be able to showcase who you are to the world, to use all of the different forms of social media and everything? What has that part been like for you?
You know what, it's so crazy you say that because I'm an old school hit. You know, I love my old school music, you know, from jazz, rock, R&B, you know, soul, Motown music. And so I gravitate towards that energy of how they made it happen. You know, for me, like, I used to hit the streets. I used to be out and about, you know, every single city and state to state, you know, getting it out there. And so the Internet, this technological utility that people use now, anybody can come out now and be famous. You can crack a joke and somebody's like, oh, he's funny, and now you're famous all of a sudden. So, you know, I think it's a gift and a curse because it could take away from the actual talent that people actually possess, you know, and it doesn't allow, you know, true fans to actually see it the right way. So when I'm actually out and about and walking, you know, conversing with people and, you know, walking around, they actually be like, you know what, you're actually a good person compared to you can be online and you can just, you know, cut and paste and be something you're not, and, you know, and it's, you know, watered down, you know, the actually integrity of the music industry, especially, you know, you're dealing with the, you know, the streaming or whatever like that. So for me,
right,
I try to you know, hit the streets the traditional way of letting people know, hey, I'm a voice. I understand where you're coming from. I try to see the heartbeat of the pavement, you know, and see how people are going through. It's an everyday struggle, and I see how people are going through that. And, you know, the music that's out there and people try to portray it in a different way from compared to me. You know, my friends are like, oh, you're more of a life rapper. You're more of a, you know, a real rapper to talk about things that we all go through. So, I mean, my music is almost like a ministry towards me as well as it is for other people because it's almost like I'm speaking to myself in the mirror. You know, I don't try to, like, lash out at anybody else because that's none of my business. I'm not worried about anybody else's journey. I'm worried about how I can perfect and sharpen and mold my own journey, you know, where people can actually see what I'm trying to bring to the table.
Right. You know, what you just said, I think, is an interesting segue into the first single we're going to hear, Prime. But I want to first say for our audience, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, recording artist Prime is our guest for this segment. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. The first single we're going to hear from Prime is called It's an Everyday Struggle. And I want to tie into what you just said, Prime, because the interesting thing is, I mean, you said you've kind of identified your lane and you stay in your lane. Unfortunately, there are people out there that feel like unless they sound like X, Y, or Z, no one's going to want to hear what they have to say. No one's going to care. Where did you find the courage to be able to do what you want to do and to be yourself and not worry so much about how you're compared to other people?
I'm a hard worker, for one, you know, and I don't want to settle for mediocre. I don't want to settle for anything less. Like, I've been blessed with such God-given talent, you know, not just musically, but just in life, period, you know, and I think people just needed to see that. So for me, like, I wanted to make sure that I come across to people that the integrity of the music, you know, it's such a down, you know, decline as far as in the integrity of the music, you know, when, you know, people are downloading it. We're you know, professionals just like a doctor and a lawyer, you know, and, you know, just to see things that are going on in the music industry where, you know, artists need, you know, pay for performances and, you know, insurances, and we're all, like, I'm a part of the Recording Academy and ASCAP, so we're always fighting and advocating for, you know, artists' rights to be able to be acknowledged, you know, as a platform of music, because, I mean, music is much more powerful than people's parents. So
yeah.
You can listen to a song and it will change your life, just like it changed with me. Like, it was one, you know, many songs that have changed, you know, everybody's life, but, you know, when I stand up and advocate, you know, with the societies and organizations I'm a part of, you know, it means something to me to where I don't want to, you know, just, you know, allow the music of what brings life to all of us to just be treated like a, you know, disposable wipe, you know, thrown down in the toilet. So, you know, I didn't want to be typical. I didn't want to be regular. I wanted to be something that people were going to be like, you know what, he's doing something different. He's not like everybody else, and I'm constantly getting that compliment. So I feed off of that fuel and energy from just people I've never met, and they become fans, they become supporters. I didn't want fans, I wanted people to support, because support is like a foundation, it's a support system, like a house, you know, and so that's where I needed that support to come from the people that actually acknowledge what I'm doing, and they're like, you know what, this is where music should be, this is how music should be.
Right, exactly. So the single, It's an Everyday Struggle, I mean, how did that song initially come about then?
Okay, it started out with my buddy Game Pro. Shout out to Game Pro. Shout out to Chicago, man. I got mad love in Chicago. That's a great platform of my music. They appreciate the style of music that I have because people are struggling. I met Game Pro, who's a producer from Chicago, from the ASCAP Expo, which is a great platform for artists who don't know about it to be able to showcase and, you know, network and stuff like that. So I networked with him, and he sent me over a couple beats. He was like, you know what, kill these tracks. And so for me at that time, I was going through something, just like a lot of people. And I was reading so much information. I'm always reading, and I'm always looking at information, just how I can better myself. I'm not better than anybody. I just try to do better because I know better. But, you know, from the struggle of what everybody was going through, everybody was trying to, you know, portray something that wasn't what I was trying to portray. And what I wanted to portray was the struggle that, regardless of whatever your race is, whatever your background, wherever you come from, everybody has that struggle of commonality where we're all trying to be happy. We're all trying to provide for our families and, you know, grow as, you know, who we are and be able to showcase who we are, you know. And so for me, I wanted to, you know, kind of put the microscope on, you know, Black Lives Matter type of thing, because it wasn't something that we should just kind of shun away and, you know, shy away from. So it was like, I felt like I was an uncle or somebody's parent trying to, you know, put, you know, the people back in place and letting them know that we needed to you know, organized, and we needed to be strong and let people know that this is never their struggle, but we all we got. If we're divided, we'll never be able to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish in life. So,
yeah, exactly. You know, you and I were just talking. We were talking about before we went on here, Prime. There's a video for it already that's on YouTube. You know, over 12,000 views on that video there. You know, the thing that I thought about when I was prepping for this segment and looking at the passion that you have, it's very obvious that that's not just for show. I mean, do you feel as though that's where you're able to be the most authentic form of who you are, and that is when you're doing music?
Yeah, very much so. Like, I'm going through life like everybody else. I'm, you know, and, like, I got to eat just like everybody else got to eat. But I think with me, like, I'm blessed with the opportunity to be able to showcase and talk about the things that people don't want to talk about. And then I do it in an articulate way where people can comprehend it. Like, you know what? I really feel like that. You know what? I've really been thinking that. You know what? I really am tired of this. You know what? I really do want to do this. You know, and thank you for empowering me. I don't want to motivate nobody. You know, you can motivate somebody to go to New Zealand or you know, Canada or whatever like that. But when you empower somebody, when you give them the tools and the resources and the structure to be able to, you know, build up off of that, to be able to progress themselves into the direction that they're trying to go, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you don't lead nobody down a blind path. Like, come on now. Like, and so I try to structurally lay it out. And when I made the song, you know, it came to me fast because it was so heartfelt. I was so passionate about what I wanted to say and how I wanted to say it. And it was needed to be said. Like, I go on all these different websites and everybody talk about the same typical things. And so for me, I wanted to talk to the youth. I think the youth is this generation cannot go down a toilet. And we cannot just sit here and be apathetic towards what the social engineering is going on and constructing with these beautiful young minds, you know. And so for me, you know, I needed to do it. And it had to be done. And I'm passionate about it. It means something to me. It should mean something to everybody. That's the thing.
Right. Well, for those who haven't had a chance to hear the song, as I said, the video is available, of course, through YouTube. But here is the single we were talking about, It's an Everyday Struggle. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Prime right after this. Stay with us.
It's an everyday struggle. We've been down too long, but how long will it take for all of us to wake up?
Half of the black youth never graduate. Seamless approach on the track. Homie, I had to take. Didn't hesitate to want to elevate and set him straight. I couldn't survive. Let you guys be led astray.
What you talking about? I don't care, homie. Who you?
First off, I got the same pigmentation as you do. Only difference is I don't disguise my whys. Even if you're stupid, don't walk through it. Open your eyes. Broken home, throwing a profile by the cops. Everybody claim a list of whammy block. I can't get shot by somebody hating, saying it was my fault they didn't get a shot. For being the best that I want to be and all that I got. I know that trap stuff looking tight in the cook-up. Eyes never stacked in your favor every time you look up. Brother, uncle, father doing bits since you was a kid. Now the streets and this music is your influence. Every time you look in the mirror, love that reflection. You are God's chosen, let that be your protection. To whom wakes up to earn two deeds shall be given. I came a long way with this mindset of living. Ignorance never has relevance. They gon' get a couple bars of they dissonant. Cause they refrain from listening. Only due to their conditioning. I'm not tripping on my.
It's an everyday struggle. We've been down too long, but how long will it take for all of us to wake up? We all we got, and it's an everyday struggle. We've been down too long, but how long will it take for all of us to wake up? We all we got, and it's.
Everybody got a life and most don't want to live it. Most are just bumping their heads and they will never get it. The flashbacks are half-bat hidden behind subliminals. You would never understand me, judge me, label me criminal. Time is to the essence, signs and symbols are critical to the questions of the unknown. This moment is biblical. Everyone thinks of changing the world. No one thinks of changing themselves first. Recalibrate your understanding of your self-worth. Many have worked hard on their life. Many have sacrificed everything to get to the start and strike. To make something out of nothing. Build a kingdom from scratch. Stay Armstrong like Lance Stone. Or chat, hey, what do you champion yourself to be? That's an overcritical question that makes you think. Some people champion themselves at not being shit. Straight losers, the greatest ones, and not doing shit.
watch the profit from controversial topics. Individuals who practice rituals want me to stop it. Annual monetary, bring a lucrative gain.
Excel expectations, broke mentality, just repain.
Pose for the camera, this codex is Kodak. Truth is truth, baby, and everyone knows that my presence, I'm president, and my moves become Midas. I'm the fly, you can't deny this.
It's an everyday struggle. We've been down too long, but how long will it take for all of us to wake up, wake up?
We all we got in this everyday struggle.
We've been down too long, but how long will it take for all of us to wake up, wake up?
We all we got in this.
That was recording artist Prime with It's an Everyday Struggle right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with Prime not only about the journey to being able to do the music that he loves, but also what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. Prime, you said something interesting, and even in that song you allude to it, and It's an Everyday Struggle, that, you know, the young people, they deserve better, as you said, and they need better. With artists, exactly, though, it's interesting because there are some who embrace the idea that they can be a role model, that they can be an example, and they can use the platform they have to be able to help the young people. Others feel as though, you know what, I'm an entertainer, that's not my job, that's why they have parents, that's why they have guardians. I mean, how do you kind of balance the idea of, you know, of being an artist and being true to yourself, but then realizing what comes with that platform you have?
Man, I don't care what profession it is, you have to take accountability for your actions and the things you say and what you do. You know, it's the laws of attraction. Whatever you put out is gonna come back to you. So if you putting out this hate and rage, you know, people are comfortable and loving this, you know, culture of death and rage and animosity and stuff like that. Like, it doesn't have to be that way at the end of the day. And we put in the power of, yes, it's the power of the parents, the power of everything. Everything has its own structure of power. And at the end of the day, they said, you know, the pen is most mightier than the sword. I mean, the tongue is more mightier than both of them put together. So what you do, what you say in your actions breathes life and death into what you're talking about and what you are. It's in your essence, you know. So for me, like, I try to just take accountability in what I'm saying now, especially because like, I grew up, I ain't even going to lie, like I used to be the, you know, talking about everything crazy and stuff like that, and then you start growing up, you start recognizing, dang, like, has this been better for, and it's not even a prejudice or racial thing or, you know, a color divide, but I'm a black man, you know what I'm saying? So me as in my culture of, is this stuff bettering us? Is self-degradation bettering us? People are willing to sell themselves out for a dollar. Like, I don't, you know, it's crazy. It's the integrity of it, man. And I try to honor myself by that. And I've had people who just been like, man, you need to be rapping about, you know, guns, this, that. And it's like, come on, man. Like, it's about the integrity of, you know, your own children. Like, you wouldn't want anything happening to your peoples, you know. And this, you know, people play the game just to play. You know, are we playing to win? Or are we just playing to play? You know, and, you know, so many lost souls out there. And, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to go through the process in order to progress, you know. And the tree don't grow in a day, but when that seed finally grows, oh, my goodness, oh, it's a beautiful blessing, you know. So for me, you know, I just try to do the best with what platform I do have. You know, like I said, I'm not better than anybody. I just try to do better with what I do have, you know, because I know better. Right. I know better to be able to teach our kids the right way, man. I don't have any kids. I'm saying I'm just doing me. I'm focused on, you know, getting this message out there because, you know, it's not many platforms like this, like you have, that allows people to showcase that. You know, when you're hearing on the radio, it's the repetition and it sinks into people's minds. And we need our elders. We need to call on those people, man. And we need to, like I said, we need to be empowered. You know, it's just not just, you know, we just can't, you know, throw this stuff away, man. This is a gift, man. And we need to keep embracing that, you know.
Right. Exactly. You know, speaking of, you know, of the gift, I think the other thing is, I mean, that song that we heard here, it's available through our friends at Amazon.com, and people can get it other places as well. You know, it's great to be able to, you know, to have songs like that. It's what I'm hearing. It's been a long time coming here in a moment. You know, what is that like for you? I mentioned to you before we went on here, Prime, that I want to talk to you about the response from the fans. Because, again, we've been leading up to this by talking about how you're just being yourself, how you're able to share the message you want to share. When you're sharing that message and you see it being received, how does that make you feel as not only the vessel, but also as the artist?
You know what? It makes me feel good. You know, I don't really try to pay attention to, you know, the negative aspect of it, because the negative reinforcement produces more negative reinforcement of things. So I try to pay attention to the little amount of fans that I have gravitated to, you know, who have just embraced me and just been like, you know what, I'm going to rock with you to the day I die, because, you know, what you're doing means something and matters, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, everybody else is like, oh, you're dope. That's the main word I hear about from people, you know, like, oh, what you're doing is unprecedented. You're a breath of fresh air. I appreciate you. So that appreciation is what they're showing to me, you know, as far as whether it's, you know, paying me, you know, they're paying for my service. You wouldn't go and put gas in your tank without paying. You wouldn't go get an iPhone without paying. So what makes you think that you're capable of doing that with somebody who's, you know, empowering you or treating you, you know, with the utmost respect as a human being, you know, by not calling you out your name, you know, not degrading you as if you're just nothing, you know, you're scum under somebody's shoe. You know, so I think it's just a respect factor, man, of us upholding that. So when people come back and show me that love back, man, this is what keeps me going, you know. And there's been many a days where, you know, you may want to give up, you want to turn back, because it's like, is this really important? Is it really getting to people? And, you know, as long as I reach one person, I did my job.
I want to talk about growth for a moment. The other thing I noticed when I was prepping for the segment with you, Prime, is that your project, The Storms Won't Last, it went through even itself an evolution. The look is different, available again through our friends at Amazon.com. How have you changed the most? I mean, what's the biggest revolution or evolution you've seen in yourself as you've been on this musical journey?
Oh, man. I think, wow, you brought that up. Wow, that's crazy. That was my first self-produced album. I produce the majority of all the songs, all the tracks on that. I record myself. I do a lot of my own production. I have over 500. I have over 500 songs just like sitting in the archive that I'm looking for that great platform to where I can just be able to just showcase all of these different, you know, perspectives and stories. Almost like, you know, Slick Rick, you know, just, you know, being able to lay it out like that. But for me, the evolution has come to consistency. I've been consistent with my message of trying to uplift people, you know, and I think that's been my main root, you know, of keeping me centered and keeping me focused and keeping me humbled, you know, by not straying away from things, not straying into things that don't even really pertain to what I'm talking about or who I'm trying to reach or anything like that. So I think consistency is definitely a number one factor of me staying elevated with the message that I'm doing and educating myself. You got to, you know, do things in a betterment of yourself. I just started really getting back into the craft because there's weapons of mass distraction, man. You can get distracted. Everything out here is trying to distract you. Every corner you turn, life is trying to punch you in your face, you know. So, you know, just trying to stay on that one, you know, that one path of where you're trying to reach to, you know, not just for yourself but for the others around you is very important. So I've been really just staying focused, man. I think focus, you know, I get that from Mother Love. I don't know, you know, from the Forgive and Forget show on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, her and her husband, Mr. Kennedy Rogers, used to, preach that to me nonstop every day, man. You got to stay focused. You got to be patient. You got to have discipline. You got to be consistent, and you got to have integrity. You got to have pride. You know, you got to have those things, those elements, and it's all about just the basics. You know, we be over trying to overcomplicate, and I was overcomplicating things. I used to try to do everything, and then I was looking at it like, man, I didn't have my team. I didn't have my team behind it because I was almost outshining my team of what they're capable of doing, you know, to be able to where we service each other, you know. And I had to fall back and just go back to, you know what, I'm an artist. You know, I'm a producer. I've been producing since I was 13, but I'm an artist, you know, and I'm an artist. And I want to paint this picture like Picasso, just like an artist, to where you can just see it, you know, and vividly see it the right way it's supposed to be seen.
Right, right. And that leads us, you know, speaking of painting pictures through music, that leads us to our final selection we'll be hearing here, Prime. It's been a long time coming. How did this song come about?
This was actually the first song I recorded with the producer Game Pro from Chicago. And, you know, and he just fell in love with it. He's like, man, we got to do a video of this right now. Come out to Chicago right now. And that was the name of the album, that, you know, the Right Now album, because I felt like a lot of songs needed to be right now. So I told him, like, you know, it's been a long time coming for me to just, you know, I'm here now. And I need people to see that, you know. Like, I've been, you know, under the radar, and people know who I am. I walk these streets, and people know who I am. But now there's the fact that I'm blossoming now, and people are, you know, supporting that blossoming aspect of what's going on in this process. That's where I was like, you know what, let me just spread my wings. Let me show out a little bit. Let me show a little funkiness.
And now we have this. Here is It's Been a Long Time Coming by Prime. We'll be back with our final moments with Prime right after this.
Now I'm a rap to you as if I'm really talking to you. You thinking to yourself, is that really quite possible? I know we both busy and we said we got lots to do, but I was wondering if you can give me a talk or two. Send me some of your time and then crumb the poetic, listen pathetically, script wrong to the rhythm of the $1 billion bangers. Let's pause our back to the Linux, and I'm trying to get in those draw songs. Layer it out for easy access, busted, see the hat tricks on a mattress. Put the pussy in the coffin, hit it off, and work at it better than your jaw game. Like my jaw game, you can enjoy the view with me like whoopee. She even rolled with your boy in the hoop they got. She'll surprise her when I rolled up to my coupe Texan field. She jiggled from now. How you gon' do me? It's been a long time
coming, but we're here now. I know you're tired of all the weirdos in your ear now. So can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you?
That Prime, you doing big things. Where you get all that bread from? Wasn't one of them guys that you be dealing with willing to settle for breadcrumbs? All up in the club, look up for love. I'ma tell you what's up. They wanna fix the rhyme and someone grinding on not no faking rub. Cause I got a whole bag of freaky tricks. You single, don't be on no sneaky shit. It's up to you, chasing the best of everything. You may overlook what's in front of you. These lame old don't grind like me. What makes you think that I'ma let you shine with me? You're hating is fine with me, but it's not a lot of my dynasty. She left my house with that eye walk, jacked her old weave up. Now I'm the salon talk. Baby, all I need is a couple minutes. Baby, we can be the couple to win. And told you that we would make it, so thank you for your patience.
It's been a long time coming, but we're here now. I know you're tired of all the weirdos in your ear now. So can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you? It's been a long time coming, but we're here now. I know you're tired of all the weirdos in your ear now. So can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you, baby? Can I kick this to you, baby?
That was recording artist Prime with It's Been a Long Time Coming right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with the man himself during this segment, talking with him not only about his passion for music, but what's been like for him to share that passion with all of you. So, Prime, let our audience know how they can stay connected with you, man, and keep up with all that's coming up for you.
I am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Prime Black, PrimeBlaq. Come and chat with me. Hit me up. We can talk about anything from production to whatever you want to, whatever's floating your boat. Just come on, man. Y'all come and get it, man. Just join in this journey with me. Man, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this platform to be able to showcase what I do and to share it with the world. I embrace you and I embrace everybody. I love you guys, man. Thank y'all.
Hey, man, glad to do it. We appreciate you taking out the time to be with us for sure. And we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.